It was the big question. How do the Whitecaps fill for Kendall Waston being off at the World Cup? Well, just in time to make his debut with the team was Daniil Henry, Canadian international and formerly of West Ham and Toronto FC. Thanks for doing this, Daniil. Congrats on your debut.
Thank you, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How was it for you? Because this has been a long while now. You're returned back from injury. You got up to match fitness on a quick month-long loan with Ottawa, but back in the MLS and looking great already. How was Friday night for you?
It was great. Jumping right into the deep end right away with the altitude and whatnot, something I haven't experienced in a long time. But I was so excited to play. It's been a long time coming. It was great. I feel good. Obviously, a little bit slow and fatigued from the game, but no, I just keep going on from here. It's a good start with the team, and the response from the guys were great. So I just want to continue to now just stay consistent and just keep my spot in the team.
Kendall Waston's going off to the World Cup. Big opportunity for you. What's your focus heading into this maybe month and a bit that Kendall's away?
Yeah, my timeline and everybody else's timeline, yeah, I came in when Kendall left, but I still just want to continue to just kind of focus on my journey. Yes, while Kendall's away, it's very important that we continue to, it's big shoes to fill, but I still feel no pressure. I feel like I know what's required of me and I know what I can do and what I bring to this team. So I just want to continue to stay positive, be a good communicator and leader in the back line, and just keep my game very simple.
How was, you signed with the Whitecaps in December and it takes you some time to get up to full fitness. How has this stretch been for you, waiting to get into the lineup and working to get to fitness? How has this whole transition back in MLS been?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I can just finally say that it's all worth it. Frustrating at times when I feel like I should be playing and I feel like I was there already, but obviously, when you've been out for such a long time and you've been hampered with injuries like I have been, you know what? You gotta just continue to just let the medical staff have the best say, because they know what's going on, and I know my body, but they understand. Pushing me in too early might cause me to be another major setback. So I've listened to them. I've done all the right things, and every single time they put something in front of me to do, I just try and do it and keep my head down and just, just stay positive. And when my chance finally came, I'm just going to take it.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Daniil Henry, Vancouver Whitecap and Canadian international. Daniil, you left the MLS in 2014, came back now. How has the game changed since you left? The quality of play or just in general?
Well, to be fair, I always kept a close eye on the league. This is a league that I really do like. I started my career here, so I didn't stop watching that. I always followed the league. I feel like the league has done really well to bring in a lot of younger players from wherever they're coming from, like South America or wherever, but players that you've probably never heard about in your life, instead of going for some of the older DPs who have made a good career in Europe and gone that route. A lot of players are coming in, young, talented players, and even some of the homegrown players are really doing well and making a name for themselves. So it's been good. I think the league is definitely very fast. A lot of technical players are coming into the league and making names and going for bigger transfers to Europe. So no, I really feel that the league has evolved, and the direction that they're going in is only making it stronger.
Do you regret your move to Europe at all? I know it probably didn't go the way you envisioned it when you left.
I don't regret anything that I've done, because you could say I stayed in Toronto, or if I was even going to be in Toronto that long, I don't know. But maybe I would have waited 6 years to maybe win a ring, or I get my opportunity to go live my dreams and play in one of the best leagues in the world. You know what I mean? And I thought I was so close. It's just, if my injuries didn't come in the time they came, I knew I would have flourished there, because every single time that I got a chance to play, I've done well.
Yeah, you
went on loan at Blackburn, done well. Played one game in the Europa League with West Ham, and that was it. And every other time, I was basically injured. So it's a shame that happened. And then my visa running out. But besides that, no, I took away the experience of playing with top players and center backs and what they do on a daily basis. And I thought that it definitely matured me as a player.
You mentioned you played with West Ham and Blackburn. When you look at that league, or both of those leagues, the Championship and the Premier League and look at the MLS. What's the difference? So, you know, when you're those players in the championship versus something like the MLS.
All right. Well, the biggest thing for me is the Premier League is the Premier League to the MLS. I think that in the Premier League, the standard is they do the simple things perfect, and that makes the game 100 times easier. And they don't the players that are on the ball, like, they're technically sound and they don't really make the mistakes that you kind of see. They can keep possession, but they just do everything, the simple stuff, a lot better than the MLS, I thought, right away. And there's obviously special players, but there's special players in the MLS, you know what I mean? Watching, like, franchise, like, new franchise teams, like Atlanta, and seeing the players that they have, like, to me, the standard is unbelievable and the way they play. But no, I don't think we're really far off the MLS standards, to be honest. The championship is a league mixed with physicality. It's a very fast game. I think championship is a lot harder than the Prem games, to be honest. But less quality, but very good league mixed with physique and talent.
Danielle Henry of the Vancouver Whitecaps joining us here on Point, Dan Riccio and Randy Janda. So you come into the squad. I think you had 15 clearances on Friday night. You clearly didn't seem to miss a beat at all, Daniil. What's the plan going forward? Are you fully 100% fit? There's not more to do in terms of, you know, kind of easing you into match games.
No, I wouldn't say like I'm 100% fit. I feel great. My body's ready, but. I've lacked games, so there's going to be some days that I wake up and my body just won't allow me to do things, you know what I mean? So every time I take it day by day, my body feels good right now. I'm taking care of myself properly. I'm doing all the right things. So as of right now, yes, I feel 100% fit, but like I said, I've been out for a very long time with a major injury. So I just take it a day at a time and just make sure I'm listening to the guys here in Vancouver. It really helped me. I was really comfortable coming to Vancouver in the beginning because I knew what they had here. I knew the coach and the med staff that here has been superb. And I really do appreciate everything that they do for me, and I don't take it for granted. But every single time I get a chance to appreciate them, I definitely do. But it's been going really well, and I just want to continue on this path.
How has life in Vancouver been for you? It's been about, 6 months now that you've been here, and a bit of a transition moving back from Europe and moving into Vancouver. How has that all gone?
I was really excited to just the uncertainty of 6 months ago. I was in a situation where my visa's running out. I'm coming to the ending of my rehab, but I just didn't know where I want to go, if I want to stay in Europe or if the best move for me to be coming back to the MLS. And I thought that I needed a full preseason. I haven't had a full preseason in a very long time. So, you know, I just said, you know, my next move has to be the best move I make in my career. And I said, you know what? I think it's best for me to come back to the MLS, get a full preseason, get fit, get healthy, show everybody that I can still play football and at a high level. And I thought, you know, this is the best move for me. Being able to touch base with Carl, he assured me that, yes, you know, like, this is, he understands my frustration, especially playing in Europe and just feeling like I didn't get my fair due dividends in playing over there with all the injuries and stuff. But I knew I can play there. So I just want to get fit, see what happens in the near future.
How important is it for you to get back in the fold for Team Canada as well?
Yeah, you know, one step at a time. I've had actually some good conversation with John Herdman, and I really do like what he's doing right now with the national team. And I was honest with him when I said that I don't want to rush right back into the national team fold because I need to make sure that I'm fully committed to Whitecaps and my fitness and getting there. But I said I'm 100% committed to the national team when my time comes. And when I get my call up, I'll definitely represent my country with pride.
So you play in Europe, in England, and in Denmark as well. Will you be keeping a close eye to the World Cup in a couple next week, really, in the next 10 days?
Yeah, but I'm going with my captain. I'm going with Kendall. So I want
him. You're going to Costa Rica?
Yeah, man, 100%. I'm going with my captain, man. I really want him to do well, you know, just his courage, his character, and what he brings, and his journey, just knowing what he's come through and since signing for the Whitecaps and where he's coming from. I think it's a beautiful story, and I really do want him and the national team of Costa Rica to do well.
So have you done the grouse grind yet? What are you filling up your spare time with here in Vancouver?
Man, everybody tells me about this grouse grind and how long it will take me to get up there. I'm not really into that.
Not into climbing mountains, Daniil Henry.
In my spare time, honestly, I bought a dog since I've been out here. So me and my French bulldog, my girlfriend, we spend a lot of time together. But there's a lot of outdoor nature stuff to do. And obviously, you have a few beaches. It's a beautiful city. I'm really comfortable in Vancouver, and I wouldn't mind spending a lot of time here in the future.
You're my style. Walk on the seawall. Don't worry about the gross grind. Leave that to other people, right?
I'm with you, brother.
Daniil, really appreciate the time. Congrats on your Whitecaps debut, and here's to more successes as you go along.
Thank you, guys. You guys take care.